Okay. All right, so we're in the middle of a somewhat long piece on the order of Kriya Shema. Seder Kriya Shema. See, my camera's off. One second. See if we could get it working today. I don't know. Okay. So, just as, to get our bearings, where we're holding, we're at the paragraph that begins, Bezeh ba'im anu l'maskana. Okay, so what he pointed out in this piece so far is that there's a difference between actions of a person and the essence of a person. So that even if a person does many, many chasadim, right, he might do many, many acts of kindness, that doesn't necessarily turn him into an ish ha-chesed, a person of kindness. That was one distinction. Another distinction he made was that every mida, every attribute, every trait has a root and a branch to it. And as long as the root, as long as one hasn't gotten to the root, his neshama has still not become revealed. Okay? And he's still could be working in the branches. So he said that you can have, how do you say it? As long as he's still in the branches, his neshama is hidden from him, and he's still being affected and pushed and pulled by the feelings of his material side, of his physical side. Now he says, the rigshe choymer, those physical feelings, they can propel a person to losing his seichel, losing his intellect, and becoming completely sunken into low lusts, low physical lusts. But they can also sometimes stir a person to mitzvahs. That's not a contradiction. It doesn't necessarily mean mitzvahs. Sometimes a person can be pulled or propelled to mitzvahs coming from a lower level where he's being, attracted to or whatever, motivated to do the mitzvah based on physical feelings of that relate to his material self. So I'll just give you an example, right? Perhaps people go to daven because of a physical thing. They know that in their social setting, that's what's expected of them. That's not necessarily coming from their neshama. Okay? I'm sure that there's a lot of people doing a lot of mitzvahs that are coming from these lower levels, which again, it's good. Sometimes we even say to utilize them. In the Musar Svarim, sometimes it teaches us how to harness our Yitzarim, our Yetzer, in order to bring us and help us do Avodas Hashem, help us do Mitzvah. So that's, everyone's holding there at some level where you do need to apply your Yetzirah. That would still be in the category of Bechol Levavecha, to serve Hashem with your Yetzirah as well. But that's certainly not the same level of mitzvah where it's coming out of your neshama, out of your root. Yeah, I mean, it's one example. There could be other pressures, other things that are, pushing the person, that are rooted in his physical aspect. Now, those were two main points that Rabbi Yonah just spoke about. So now he says, "Bazeh ba'im anu maskana." With this, we come to the conclusion. She'efshar she'aseh adam harbe pu'lot tovot. It could be that a person does many good actions and mitzvahs, ubechol zot, and nevertheless, efshar she'rak me'mitziyut hachom emotzam. They're coming out of just the mitzius, the being of his physical side, of his material side. And it may just be stemming from the habitual kiyum hamitzus that is so prevalent. Efshar gam, it could also be sheyachshav machshavot tovot. He may be thinking also good thoughts. V'yul ratzonot na'alim, and he might have great wants, great wills, right? High wills. Ubechol zot, and even still, efshar shirak mehitpa'alut hachomer, they still may be coming from some kind of physical excitement, some kind of materialistic motivation. ubefnim pnimiyuto, and yet in deep down inside him, in kol hakara b'mtziut Hashem chaya b'kirbo, there is no recognition or awareness at all to the mitzias Hashem being alive in his midst, in himself. That's also possible. Miuchadim eima b'ze Yisrael am kedosho. The Jewish people, His holy nation, are unique in this. Ki chilek Hashem lehem bina. Hashem gave them a special understanding. V'nishmat shakai tivinam, and the neshama of, you know, of God, whatever, so to say, the gives them understanding. Okay. Im ach mesaklim, the neshama coming from God, I guess is a better way to say it, right? Im ach mesaklim ataavot enim vezot, if they just remove the low lusts, umfanim makom mikol itpa'aliyot rikshei achome vezazuam, and they clear place, they clear space from all the excitements and the hisarios, right, the stirrings of the physical, the feelings of the material, and they're being shaken up, and they're being, you know, flared up. Tekef mitgalelem halgashatam apnimit, immediately their inner feeling becomes revealed. I don't feel it. V'gam ohabina shulemala mikol ot chodel bagashatenu, and then also the light of the bina, which is above any letter, chodel bagashatenu, penetrates our feeling. V'anu, I don't know what this word means. V'anu makshim oto, I don't know what that means. That word makshim, I'm wondering if it's a tos sofer, if it's some kind of misspelling. But so I don't know. But what he's saying is that the Jewish people have this special inyan by them, that all we need to do is kind of make. You see, we know that there's like two levels where we say sur meira v'ase tov. There are two. There, right? There's sur meira v'ase tov. What he's saying over here is that all we need to do is do the sur meira, and then already we are having our true good inner self becoming revealed. Already it's shining, whereas other people, it would not be enough for them just to control and just get themselves away from the bad. In order for them to, they need also actions of good. By us, there is this special or habina, okay, which I'm going to go into the expressions here a little bit soon, that is coming from beyond all language, like we discussed also last time we discussed this, right? The deepest level is coming from a place in us which is beyond language and beyond, therefore, thought, because our thinking is done in language. And that then penetrates our feelings. Va'anu mekashim oto, which I don't know what that means. Somebody suggested over here, it might mean that it is applied to. I don't know how that would read exactly. Yeah, like from a lashon of hekesh. Could be. Like, in other words, maybe that would mean that because it's beyond words, we don't really have a way to express it, but we kind of somehow apply it to our lives. Somehow it gets, it does something. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe, you know, it has its effect on us. Now, what he's talking about over here is, and his focus on Bina and Nishmat Shakai and Or HaBina, right? That's all because we know that there's three basic levels of soul: Nefesh, Ruach, and Shama. The Nefesh and Ruach sit, according to the way that Arizal describes it, right? And even actually, yeah, Nefesh Chaim, Leshem, all this form really talk. The Nefesh and Ruach, they parallel the bottom seven sfirot, right? Of what we're taken during Sfiras Omer, right? Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchut. That's connected the 7 days of the week. That's connected Olam Hazeh. okay, which is always based on the number seven. Seven represents nature, says the Maharal. So, language, our regular thinking, our thought process and action, are all rooted in nefesh and ruach, which sit in our bodies. But there's a level that sits outside of our bodies, which is called neshama. There's also beyond that, there's chaya and yichida, but already neshama is a level which is called makif, which is called, it hovers above us, and we don't have vessels for it, but it shines into us, raises, elevates us, and gets us to act differently, gets us to act on a higher plane. When we say that we don't have vessels for it, what does that mean? Well, language is vessels. Letters are vessels. We don't have letters. We don't have language to express our neshamas. Our neshamas become expressed in a way that's beyond language. And all that Kal Yisrael has to do is, if we just polish off our bodies, so to say, right? If we polish ourselves from these physical lusts, that neshama will shine very powerfully in an intense way and will affect our whole behavior and affect our whole mahus. And that's something which is unique to Kal Yisrael. That's something that's coming from that area of called Bina, of neshama. And continues, Rabbi Yaakov Meir says, Zeu Masha Omer, this is what the Pasuk is saying. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Where is Shmi'ah? So we've spoke about this in the past, on the difference between Shmi'ah and Ri'iyah, right? Ri'iyah relates to the Chaya level of Neshama, and the Shmi'ah relates to the Bina level of Neshama. Okay? Hearing relates to the Bina level of Neshama, according to the Svar Makdesh. So that's what the Rebbe Yaakov Meir is saying. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Shema Yisrael, meaning tap into your Neshama Yisrael. Only you, Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Rak Yisrael Yichalim Neshma'a Mipnim Yutam Et Mitzuyusa Yisbarach Shema. Only Klal Yisrael are able to hear from within their innerness, from within inside them, the Mitzuyus of Hashem Yisbarach. She Elokim Kel Elokei Yisrael, who? That God is the God of Israel, the God of the Jewish people. That's a special Shmia that only Kal Yisrael can hear. Something coming. It's not an intellectual understanding, an intellectual recognition that Hashem is Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's something that goes beyond. It's something where we tap into the neshama level, to the bina level that's coming beyond words. We are hearing something that is really beyond words. Because if you think about it, even when we say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that's really beyond words. We can intellectually express the idea, but the powerful recognition that these two Bechinas, which are called Yudke Vavke and Elkim, which are really contradictory on some level, okay, and we're not going to get, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe himself is going to discuss a little bit the Hashem Elokeinu in a future piece, so we'll wait with that. But these two Bechinas, to be able to come to the recognition that they really are two expressions of the same Yudke Vavke, right? Let's just say it in a simple way, that Midas Achesed and Midas Adin can actually both come out from Midas Achesed. That you can, again, you can intellectually understanding on some level, right? But Klal Yisrael, that the monotheism was something that Klal Yisrael brought to the world. Okay, so now they were able to copy it. They were able to take to it other religions. But we were the ones that brought this idea into the world, because we're the only ones that can lishma such a message. We're the only ones that can sense. Shmia in this really is like a sense that's beyond language. It's not we're hearing the words of it. We're hearing what's deep within inside the words. We're hearing something that's beyond the words. We sense that is true. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's more than just a sense. It's a powerful sense. It's an experience. An experience that can be called Shmia.
Shmia, it's not the hair, it's the hair.
Very good. So, Now, I'm going to tell you before, I'll be mocked in before we do this last paragraph over here of this. I mean, it's actually, there's actually a continuation after the star over here, but this next paragraph, Zel Kivichoshak, it's, to me, it was very counterintuitive. In other words, I really understood these terms that we're going to discuss now. We're going to discuss the terms Ratzon, Chefetz, and Cheshek. Ratzon and Chefetz going together, and Cheshek being the other. And I really, on my own, understood it the opposite of what we're about to see. So I'm going to try to understand what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying, and we'll try to understand what he's saying here. Okay, let's see. Zeu kivi chashak. This is the pshat. This is the deeper meaning. You know, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's pshat. This is the deep meaning of kivi chashak. Okay, that in me he desires. Kinehevdel, right? We have a pasuk kivi chashak, afalateu asagveu ki yodashmi. Right? He's choshek in me. Right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, right? Kol Yisrael desires me, and then I will beguile him. Right? I will take him. I will redeem him, and I will raise him up because he knows my name. He knew my name, or knows my name. So says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, kinehevdel yesh ben rotzen vechefetz. There's a difference between rotzen and chefetz. Shebaim al yedei his oirus, that come through stirring. Lecheshek sheba al yedei sha'ayin ro'ev alev chomed vechayotze. There's a difference between rotzen and chefetz, which come through some kind of stirring, to cheshek, which comes through a process where the eye sees and the heart desires. Or in a similar vein. So now, before we continue, I'll say what I thought from based on other places. If you would have asked me without this piece, I would have said that Ratzon is something which is a Ratzon be'etzem, that's not just a reaction to something. And Cheshek is a reaction to an external stimulus. Okay, that's what I would have said. You see something and you're choshek it, you yearn it, you desire it. But ratzon doesn't have to be based on something you see. That's what I would have understood. Now Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is doing something else here, different, almost really kind of opposite in a certain degree. But he's learning both of them are coming from some kind of external place. Both of them. Except, if I'm understanding him correctly, the Ratzon and the Chefetz are coming from some kind of Isiris, whereas in a more indirect way, and the Cheshek is coming in a very direct way. This is the way I understand this piece. We'll see why in a second. Let's continue reading. Okay, so again, the Ratzon and the Chefetz come through some kind of stirring, comes through the eye seeing and the heart yearning. V'zeh afilu b'dvarim tovim. This is true even in good things. Sherotzon eno mitzad atzmo, ele mipnei hisoyrus ezeshehi. That's why I'm saying here he's learning it's still coming from some kind of external stimulus, because the rotzon it's not coming from itself, it's just coming from some kind of hisoyrus velachen yesh bezeshniut, and therefore there is some kind of doubleness here. There's some kind of aspect of two-ness here. Okay, because again, because it's coming from something external, if I'm understanding correctly. Therefore, there is no ratzon that can really bring a person to understanding the true mitzvah of Hashem. If the hasaga is built on some kind of his iris from the outside, so it's not enough of a vessel. That's not enough of a process which could bring to the true understanding, the truth of the Mitzvah of Hashem. Omnam, however, HaCheshek Asher BaYashar Me'emak HaNishama. However, the desire which comes directly from the depth of the soul, Ve'ein Bo Kol Shniut, and it doesn't have any doubleness to it, no aspect of duality, I guess, I don't know, whatever, to it. Lo ya'atan la'asig b'achdut eliyuna. It has the ability, it is able to be masik, to understand, to attain, the understanding of the supernal unity of Hashem. So if I'm understanding correctly, okay, that's, it's hard for me to, because I really always would understand it the opposite way. It seems to me like he's saying is that the cheshek is so instantaneous that you don't even have time for a process that can be called will, that can be called ratzon or chefetz. Ratzon and chefetz are coming from the type of Isiris where something caused you to think, as there was some kind of process that took place. The fact that there was a process that took place is indicative of some kind of aspect of shnius. You had to make some kind of cheshbon. Making a cheshbon means there's different things going on. That's shnius. But cheshek is something which is so instantaneous, it bypasses the intellect. You don't have time to cheshbon. You just see that thing and it's, you know, it's that's it. That's, I want that. Okay.
Could it be the distinction here is nature versus nurture? There's some things that people want because that is their very nature with no education. Whereas nurture would also be moided ritzonus, want a new phone, but it's something which is the result of.
So I think you're right, but not that nature and nurture is the source of this chiluk, but it would fall into that chiluk. In other words, your distinction between nature and nurture would fall into this, would also be under the category. It's not the root of this, but it would also be under the category of because nurture is like cheshbon out kind of process, a chinuch, you know, that would be under the chefetz ratzon, and the nurture would be, and the nature would just be like, yeah, that's my natural state, is I see that thing and I want that, or whatever. Yeah, I think it would fall under this category. Ki vi choshak, because he was choshek, he desired me. That's coming from the depths of the neshama. That's why I want to redeem him, Hashem says. I want to elevate him because he knows my name. Yediyas Shem Hashem has to come through choshek. To really know God, to really know and be masik the Metzius Hashem in a real way, that has to come from the depths of the neshama, from a level of choshek. That's got to be like, it has to become your default, really. That's what comes into it. No, it's like that.
It is.
Huh?
It is your default.
Well, it is your default on a deep level, but because of all the taivas and all the things that cover over it, that default you don't actually tap into. It's covered up. It's blocked. It's blocked. So we have to unblock it. So parenthetically, he says, Zeu Sha'amar Chamor LeYaakov Abonov. This is what Chamor, the father of Shechem, was saying to Yaakov and his children. Shechem beni, chashka nafshay bebitchem. Shechem, my son, his soul is choshek, your daughter, yearns for your daughter. V'hakosuv shem meid, and the pasuk there testifies. Shevetzeinu Shechem bal yedei taiva nimziva, v'kovid medume, l'asher hi bas Yaakov. The pasuk testifies that the ratzon, he's using the word ratzon purposely, not cheshek, the ratzon of Shechem was coming through lowly lusts and imaginary kavod that he thought he would get by marrying the daughter of Yaakov. So he was pushed by taiva and kavod, none of them too great, and that's just ratzon. V'ratza chamor la'aden hadavar, and chamor wanted to soften the thing. He wanted to like make it more subtle, make it more chashuv, make his son like a little bit, you know, more respectable. The loyman, he said, "Ki be'emes nafshei choshka bevitchem." No, he really wants you because she's the one. He has this deep inner connection to her. There's something that has nothing to do with the external levels and external aspects of kavod and taiva. No, their neshamas are connected. That's what Chamor was trying to say. She's the one. It's an interesting taichup in that parasha.
Ki chofetz ibevas Yaakov. Really, he was chofetz.
He was chofetz. Very nice. Very nice. Saying that the pasuk over there says that he was chofetz v'as Yaakov. Where's that? Okay. Beze omdum anu al omram zal. With this, we can understand what Chazal said. Veloisa surach levavchem. Don't stray after your heart. Zum minus. That's heresy. Vechenu emer. And so it says, Oman novel belibay ein elakim. Right? The novel, the despicable one, said in his heart, there is no God. Ki itachen. Because it's possible to do many, many mitzvahs, have even good thoughts. Deep inside, there's no God. The pachad, you know, the Bali Musa obviously spoke about this a lot. This is the part that we're afraid to actually think about ever. But that is a possibility, that a person could do so many mitzvahs and even have good thoughts, but inside there's really no God. Not like Yaakov who said, oh, there is God in this place. Because to really know Hashem's being, you need to come to that madrega of cheshek, to have a cheshek for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when you have a cheshek for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's when you know you're Yedea Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know the name of God. If you don't have a cheshek for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're not there yet. That's still a level of Ein Elokim, God's not with the person.
What did you want from Yaakov?
Well, Yaakov said, Yesh Elokim B'makom Hazeh. He's just using Yaakov comes to that hasaga of Yesh Elokim B'makom Hazeh. Zehu Mamor Shav Yeshua Ben Korcho. Now this brings us back to the beginning of the piece that we saw 2 weeks ago. This is the statement of Yeshua Ben Korcho. Lama kad mashma levayim shemaya. Why did Shema come before vayim shemaya? Kedei sheyekabel levayim machu shemayim t'chil v'chaka chol mitzvos. So that he could first be mekabel on himself, accept upon himself the yoke of God's kingship. V'chakech ol mitzvahs, then the yoke of the mitzvahs, of God's commandments. V'chakech v'yoymer, and then he says v'yoymer she'enu noyegel b'yoym, which is we're obligated to say only during the day. Okay, because at night, you're not mechuyiv in v'yoymer, right? Ki rak b'seder azeh megim l'dei shleimus. Because only in this order of first doing Shema, then Vayishmaya, meaning Kabbalah Zaymach Shemaim, then Ol Mitzvahs, till we come to the Shlemus. Because this order is coming from the Mila of the Cheshek, it's coming from that Mila of that yearning that we have, for that deep yearning that we have, that's going direct. As opposed to if he's being stirred to good things based on the excitement or action or activity of the material side, then it only would be temporary. Either only during the day or only at night. The idea that it's only day or only night is significant of the fact that it's a temporary thing. Fact that something is knowing all the time, that shows the consistency that's coming from deeper than the chomer, deeper than the physical, coming from the neshama. And then the mitzvahs that would be in this way, einem bekabbalah shlema. If they would be coming from stirring of the physical, then they wouldn't be with a complete kabbalah. And then they wouldn't be likely to bring a person to recognition in the Achdus of Hashem Yisbarach. So for this reason, we have to have the things in order. Kabbalah Sayyim Mechush Shemaim Tchila, first Kabbalah Sayyim Mechush Shemaim, Mimenu Kabbalah Mitzvahs, then from that Kabbalah Mitzvahs. Oz, and then, Av Bishah She'en Oisik B'mitzvah, even when he's not doing a mitzvah, Hare Ki'ilu Asukba. It's as if he is doing a mitzvah. The fishy mitzvah mahusoy hu bar mitzvah, because from his mahus, from his essence, he's a bar mitzvah. Remember, he made a distinction at the beginning between the ish chesed and doing chesed. So here, you are a bar mitzvah. Once you are mekabel malchus shemayim, even if you're right now not doing a mitzvah for whatever reason, technically there's nothing right now you can be doing, whatever it is, or I don't know, guys in the bathroom, he can't even be mahar in mitzias Hashem. Right, he's not doing anything. He can't do any mitzvahs. Can't do, you know. And But mitzan mehusoy, he's a bar mitzvah. And so also the parsha of Vayomer, which essentially only is shaykh to the day, becomes by him a kviyas and a tmidas. So we say Vayomer at night also. It's because it's no longer a matter of only what you are doing, it's who you are. If you are about this, kind of reminds a little bit, you know, Rabbeinu Yonah says that if a person is mekabel on himself, and I think in Agaras HaTshuva, if I remember correctly, he's mekabel on himself that any mitzvah that he learns, he's going to try to learn the mitzvahs, and he's going to, any halacha that he learns, he's going to be mekabel. So then already HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if he's mekayim all the mitzvahs and all the halachas, even if he hasn't done it. That's the same idea, because he's made himself a bar mitzvah. He's a person, he's a bar halacha, bar mitzvah. This is his most, this is his essence. For who gam inyan amram zal, and that's also the inyan of what they said. Kol amarech be'echad. Whoever says the word echad in a long fashion, he takes time, he stretches out the word echad. Because somebody who doesn't come to that level of yearning, to yearn Hashem, mitzad revealing his inner, right, the koach of his inner soul. Then it could be that even though he's mekabel on himself the of malchus shemaim, of Hashem's kingship, belev shalom, with a complete heart. He might have just gotten a momentary inspiration, but it won't last by him. This Kabbalah, it won't have a continuous lasting effect on him. Only the person that is marich in the echad, marich in the achdus of Hashem, shemishtadel, meaning he tries, that this feeling should always be with him, always be guarded with him, he should always be tapped into it. Only somebody that's marich be'echad, meaning not just in the moment of the Shema, there's a deeper meaning in this marich echad. It's that you try, do everything you can to bring the hakara of Hashem echad into you. Hu asher nema love. It's about him that it says, oirich yomim asbi'eu, var'eu bishuasi, right, that I will give him long days, and I will also show him my Yeshua, which that was based on the Gemara he brought from the Gemara in Brachos, right? Kol amarich be'echad marichin lo yom avushnoisav. So he said that's a gevaldiga schar, because even 1 hour a person could be kainai lamai. So what could you do with arichas yom vishanim? And then he said that that's what David HaMelech said. Ki v'yashik fafalteh asagveo ki yod ashmi yikre'eini ve'neu meri neichi v'tzorech ha'latzeh v'chabdeu oirech yom asbiya v'eroi b'shusi. Meaning through getting to the ki yod ashmi, he said, Zarkish Baruch Hu says, okay, you're going to get Oyrech Yamim. You get Oyrech Yamim through the Kivichoshek Vafoteh Asagveil. Right? And that's how he brought the Gemara in Meir Katan. Anyone who's some Archais of Elam Azeh is Zoyche Verebi Shosar Shakadish Baruch Hu. The Kitzer, that's the guy who it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Arichas Yamim to and show his Yeshua, is the guy that's Choshek Vakadish Baruch Hu. How's he chayshim kakosh baruch hu? He's marich be'echad, always trying to fill himself up with the idea, with the thoughts, and with the chayshik of kakosh baruch hu, and the thoughts of the yichud Hashem. That's the, and this seder is, this has to start with Kabbalah Sadeh Malchus Shemayim, has to go on to mitzvahs, because if the mitzvahs are being done without the Kabbalah Sadeh Malchus Shemayim, so he is not a bar mitzvah b'mahus. The guy who's mekabel Hashem's oil malchus, he is a bar mitzvah b'mahus. And then already, even vayomer, which theoretically would apply only at night, is true by him at all times. So this has to be the order of Shema, Vahoya, and vayomer. And through this, we'll be zeichet to the marich be'echad, arichus yamin, arichus, right? Marich be'echad gives him the arichus yamin.
Question.
Yeah.
In practice, a person wants to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim in a way that it is coming from his essence.
Yeah.
he said earlier the way one does that is to make space, is to get rid of all that conceals, all the taiva, all of the distraction.
Right.
And then, in fact, the only way we could really reach Hashem Echad is not by trying to instill it in ourselves, but to remove the barrier and then let it shine forth on its own.
Yeah.
Which is really, then we need mitzvahs to clean ourselves up,
okay,
to then get to what he means.
Okay, it's a good question. Mitzvahs won't help because of what he said. So what do we do? In other words, he's asking a good question, right? If in order to tap into the Hashem Echad, we have to get rid of our external aspects, so what do we do? The truth of the matter is, says the Arizal, that is the point of Psukei Dezimra. Psukei Dezimra, okay, which we praise Hashem about all the different physical, very physical things going on in this world, right? We have Be'etzim a mini Shira in there of the Bria, right? What that does is, what's the lashon of Zmirois? It's a lashon of pruning, Sizmor. We had it in this week's Parashas Bahar, to prune. Says the Arizal, Psukei Dezimra prunes the externalities, the koiches of the Sitra Achra, prunes them away. So that's exactly what we're doing. When we're doing Psukei Dezimra, it's trying to focus on the Gevaldige Shevach and Hilul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the praises of God, and the praises of all what He gave us in this very physical world. And by doing so, by recognizing Hashem's presence in our physical world and our daily goings, that itself is stripping us of those externalities, enabling us to come into the mode of Kriya Shema, which is follows Psukei Dezimra. So that's the process. Yeah.
Okay, so the person should be experiencing that. If they're getting it right, they should be experiencing some spiritual experience.
Right.
When they reach Kriya Shema.
Right. Which also means that if a person is racing through Psukei Dezimra or skipping Psukei Dezimra, he's missing the boat. His Kriya Shema is going to probably mirror that.
Many of the great tzaddikim from Sifrei Chassidus also speak about the fact that the ability to tangibly experience Kedusha is something which is often beyond a person, even for the greats. And yet it seems this is the expectation, part and parcel of every year's daily service.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, you know, that's a very, I would say it's a very in the air question. I'd have to bring like specific quotes. Usually when you actually study the quotes or whatever it is, it doesn't look exactly like that. So like, in other words, we'd have to see what they're talking about, what kind of spiritual experience they're talking about, it's not so pashut. So I'm going to...
I'll bring the source.
Yeah, you can bring a source and then we could try to discuss those specific sources. Yeah. Okay, very good. Shavuot Tov to everyone. Hagut Vach.
Or 9.